This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So about an hour and a half ago, I posed the question to Sal. I said, hey, listen, if somebody calls tonight with Breece Hall, then they want to make a trade, would the Jets do it? Should they do it? That was about an hour and a half ago. An hour ago, I summarized that for those who may have missed it. I put it on social media. I said, hey, if somebody calls me about Hall, I'm listening intently. Jets have a good, young, and cheap running back room, and they're are they shelling out big bucks to retain him next season? And I said, likely not. If so, why not move on tonight or this weekend if somebody wants him? And then that was an hour ago. 46 minutes ago, Breece Hall himself tweeted, and we have to interpret what this emoji means.
Yes.
Just the little emoji of the fingers being crossed.
Okay, that's so it. Like the cross your fingers
cross
emoji.
Your fingers. Now, okay. Is he crossing the fingers to hope that he stays or hope that he's dealt or hope that he gets a contract in the next couple of weeks? What's he hoping
for? What's your first gut reaction when you saw it?
I thought it meant that he's hoping to stay. That was my first reaction.
I'd be lying to you if I said otherwise. I'd like to bust your chops and say otherwise.
Yeah. Well, Hop thinks it's something
else. Well, that's what I was going to say. Hop, your first reaction when BT informed you about this or when you saw the tweet?
The emoji.
Oh, he's looking to get out of here.
This guy crossing his fingers.
It is amazing.
Did he add the praying hands emoji as well? Just please get me out of here. Anybody but the Jets.
You know what's amazing about Hoff? Some people are like natural contrarians and like they purposely go against what. That's not really him.
Right.
Like his natural
default. I would
default,
say Marash is that.
Well, yeah. His natural default, Hoffs, is just, he doesn't agree with anything that most people say. It's hysterical.
Yeah, because you guys are all wrong.
Yeah, I know. No, I do think he probably wants to stay. Although, why
I
would
think
you
so.
Even? All right, so now let's take it a step further before we get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Why would you even tweet something like that?
Because you're looking for engagement. You're bored.
You're looking for attention. I can't stand attention cravers. I can't stand it. It was one of my big no-nos when I was, you know, dating. I didn't like that. It's one of the reasons why I married my wife. No social media, nothing like that. I loved it. Mm-hmm. I'm not opposed to it now, especially, but like the attention craving and the self-centered look at me, and this, it drives me up a wall and has for a long time. Although in my older age, I just give a crap less about
me
it.
Like, too. But it bothers me as well.
Used to bother me a lot more. Yeah. So why would you do that if you're Breece Hall? Like, dude. How many millions has Breece Hall made in his career?
Not that much. I think his year, as a second round pick, I think he's in totality $9
million. Okay. Not that much.
But he hasn't.
He can never work again in the rest of his life and be good to go.
I don't know about that. $9.5 million, $4 million going to taxes. Yeah. If you don't invest wisely, he's 25 years old. He cannot live on that.
4 years, $9 million, and like change.
All right, so I was close. Yeah, nine change.
If you invest it the right way, you could spread $9 million is $9 million. Like even after taxes,
but it's not taxes, nine; it's four and a half.
Yeah, even after taxes. Well, it's not nine per year, so whatever. Do the math.
I bought a house in New Jersey.
Yeah, okay.
You know, Jersey taxes. I'm sure it's not a dump. I know the neighborhood that it's in. Not cheap.
Oh, you know where he is?
I mean, I'm not going to divulge.
You never told me that.
Well, you didn't ask.
All right. Because I really don't care. But my point is, dude, you're making $9 million, whatever it may be. You're going to get another contract down the road. He's going to be fine. Breece Hall doesn't have to worry about anything in life. And you're sitting there worried about what's going on social media? Like, go do something. Go play golf. Go hang out with your friends.
Go play like Sauce.
Go
Sauce
on vacation.
Played more golf than football this past year.
Even if you don't like golf, and I'm fine with that, don't play golf. Go on vacation. Like, the last thing I would be doing if I had a $9 million contract would be engaging with anybody on social media.
What if you were 24 years old?
I mean, it's a fair question.
It's the only question.
Fair enough. 24 years old, fine. But still, you're not factoring in professional athlete, all the money in the world, and engaging on social media is also different than doing what he did on social media. Like, there's a difference between engaging or posting something meaningful.
Yep.
as opposed to cross your fingers. Like, what,
knowing that thousands of people will probably beg him to stay. Here's what I think happened to Breece Hall today. Breece Hall woke up. I don't know if he's a morning person or not. I was going to say, out of bed, feet hitting the floor around 8, right? Nice healthy shake, maybe a little cereal, maybe a banana, maybe a little fruit. I mean, that's generally how I start my day. And he's an actual athlete, so I'm sure it starts better than that. Maybe a little protein, some eggs, you know, maybe do a little reading, maybe do a little whatever, something around the house real quick. Then he goes to some workout facility and he's doing some shuttle runs. He's doing some lunges. He's doing some stretching, doing some yoga, and probably maybe stops off at Starbucks, maybe gets a little refuel at some point because I don't think he's married. I don't think he has any kids. So there's not a ton of responsibility right now at 12:51 on a Thursday when you're 24 years old or 25. So he probably, to your point, sitting around bored, let me throw this out there. Let me kill some time and let me have a bunch of people kiss my ass and tell them, then have them tell me how much I shouldn't be traded. That's what I think happened.
By the way, just because that's our interpretation of what he meant, who's to say that he wasn't just saying cross your fingers to take an offensive lineman, which will help him out long run?
Yeah, no, I know.
You brought up the trade thing before this, which I guess made me think trade. But
I'm not the first one. It was out there a while. Now, it's kind of dissipated a bit, but there was a little noise around the Jets maybe being open to trading Breece Hall.
I did not hear that. Whatever that noise came from, you know, do you know where?
I think Samini had it like a month or so ago. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not saying that's not what he was saying, but I'm saying he also could be like, you know what? Cross our fingers. I really love the offensive lineman, or I want a tight end. Yeah. Maybe he wants Warren, who will also help in the run game. Like, I don't know.
I mean, if possible. Interesting wrinkle. I can't say that it's impossible. But again, I think it's because he's bored, he wants some engagement, and he probably does want to stay, I think. But does he really think, forget about the emotional and the interaction on social media, think about this logically. Does he really think if Moogie sees that he's going to be dissuaded to make a deal that would be a good deal for the Jets' future
because he
put a crossing of the fingers emoji on social media?
No.
Exactly.
Now, you said Moogie a couple of times.
I've changed it because I think it's Moogie now.
Diana Russina said Moogie.
She said Moogie, and I'm going with her. Look at how you picked up on that.
Yeah, well
I've always been a soft G guy. Moog.
I heard her say it, and I was like, oh, I thought it was Moogie. And then you said it twice.
I mean, she knows more than we do. I'm going Moogie.
I'm going Moogie. What do you mean? We didn't make it up. It wasn't you and I. I heard it somewhere that it was Moogie.
Well, you think she's wrong?
I do.
I don't think she's wrong. I'm team Rossini on this one, man.
You quickly hear her call.
Yep.
It's been Moogie forever, or since he got here, whatever. And you hear her say once, it's Moogie, and now you're Moogie all the way?
Well, now, to be fair, yes, kind of. That's the short version, yes. But because I wasn't 100% sure from day one.
You just follow her now.
Well, no, I've kind of given the Moogs. I've kind of condensed it. Now, that would even be.
It's not Moog. If you're gonna shorten it, you say Moogs.
I do, and that's kind of my way of protecting my ass and covering all the bases if I'm wrong, which I very well might be. Listen, you can spell backwards. This whole shoot trap, somebody right, cooked it. Right. I don't care why you spell it or how you say it. But yes, that caught my ear. I'm like, she knows more than me about this. I'm going with Moogie.
It's fascinating because I heard her say it, let it go. Heard you say it once. I was like, hey, maybe
I said it a few times.
Yeah.
You do listen. At least we listen to each other. That's funny.
Oh, the call that was going to talk about Breece Hall. Yeah, exactly. I was going to drop off. So why not go to Nick in Philly? Nick, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I was just calling about this Blue Horizon, Blue Origin space flight. You guys might have already saw it. I'm listening on the app. But basically, Hoff is right and wrong. It's true. It's
like
obviously not BS. They obviously went into space, but they only went to the edge of space.
Ooh,
they really didn't go into space. So that's the controversy. Stupid point, but I figured I'd clear it up.
No, it's a great point, and thank you for the call, Nick. Appreciate you checking in. I'm not saying ooh from Nick. I think Nick brings up a good point. I did not know that. You go to the edge of space, you go to space. What's the difference? You get up in that little shuttle, you go up. That's the point. They did it.
Yep.
So
Hoff is 100% wrong because he basically said they didn't do anything.
Right. He was making it sound like it was AI generated.
Yeah. It wasn't like it was how far did they go. It's did they go at all.
He could have said they went to the edge of space and then we could, all right, well, now we're talking about semantics or whatever, but that was not.
He chose not to say that.
Jack is in Westchester. What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys, how are you? I really needed to make this call, and I don't get to call you guys or speak to you too often, so I'm grateful for you taking it. I just wanted to talk about I'm a Knicks fan for 50 years, and the talk that I'm hearing, not just from you guys, but on Tom Thibodeau. If he doesn't get out of the first round, they should get rid of him. I don't agree with that at all. I think the guy has squeezed every ounce he could get out of the team last year. And I don't think there are many coaches that could do what he did his first year with that team. So I think you have a guy that can really get players to play better and get a lot of juice out of what he has.
Mm-hmm.
So if they fail in this first round, I'm not putting it on him. And I think we're one step away from going back to the bad old days, because we've already been through that. If they don't make it out of this first round, I don't think it's going to be his fault at all. And to all of a sudden now bring somebody else in and change the foundation that he's put in place, I think would be horrible. If you look at last year, the last round against the Pacers, we had no business even going as far as we did. And it was the will of that team and those players,
yeah,
along with his coaching,
yep,
that really got us that far. Now, I sit on the precipice right now, tonight, of potential disaster or glory. I don't know where this is going.
Yep.
And it's because basically you have two new players that's, I don't know what the percentage is of those two guys, Mikal Bridges and Kat, that are not doing their job. We know that. They're not coming through. They're not coming up big.
Mm-hmm.
Kat's not crashing the boards. He's not pulling down rebounds like he should. You can't count on Mikal Bridges, and that's a huge part of that team. So I'm not going to dump that in Thibodeau's lap,
okay,
if that happens.
Yeah. No, listen, Jack, we got to go here. Good call. I think you make a lot of good points. I'm not going to push back too aggressively. The only place, and now it happens to be a very big place, which shapes my answer to be very different from yours in terms of my belief ultimately in Tom Thibodeau to be a championship coach. But a lot of the things that you say I agree with, like, yes, he does tend to maximize rosters, and he does get great effort, and he does do a lot of things really well. What I question openly, and I'm not running from it, is, I'll just say it, I don't think he is a good enough adjuster, or when he meets a great coach or a great team, to be a difference maker. You can win a lot with him. I don't think you can win it all with him.
When we come back, we'll have Thomas Dimitroff, former Falcons general manager. He worked with the Patriots, won Super Bowls with them, front office guru, NFL draft expert, all that stuff. Looking for you interviewed for the Jets job. So looking forward to talking with Thomas in just a little bit.